Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. As Prime Minister Narendra Modi embarks on a five-nation tour of Europe and West Asia, a significant stop on his itinerary is the third India-Nordic summit at Oslo, marking the first Indian PM visit to Norway in 43 years. What makes this significant is that the Ministry of External Affairs held a curtain-raiser briefing for this tour, which will cover the United Arab Emirates, the Netherlands, Sweden, Norway, and Italy from 15th May to 20th May, 2026. The high point of this tour is indeed the third India-Nordic summit at Oslo on 19th May 2026. First, let's break down the format of this summit. It involves India and the Nordic Five, which includes Denmark, Finland, Iceland, Norway, and Sweden. Previous summits were held in Stockholm in April 2018 and Copenhagen in May 2022. These summits are convened roughly every 4 years, with biennial foreign minister-level interactions in between. The attendees from the Nordic side will likely include high-level representatives from each of the five countries. The likely themes to be discussed during the summit include energy transition, with Norway's expertise in offshore wind, Denmark's experience in district heating, and Finland's work on small modular reactors, or SMRs. Another key theme is green hydrogen, with Norway and Denmark having established electrolyzer supply chains and potential Indian offtake. Defence is also on the agenda, with Sweden's Saab and Norway's Kongsberg already having long-standing supply relationships with India. Space cooperation between ISRO, that is the Indian Space Research Organisation, and the Nordic countries, particularly in the area of Arctic orbit satellite reception, will also be explored. The Arctic Council, where India is a permanent observer since 2013 and Norway is the current chair, will be another point of discussion. Supply chain resilience, especially in critical minerals, semiconductor materials, and rare earths, is a pressing issue. Lastly, digital and AI governance, with a shared interest in EU-style sovereign AI frameworks, will be on the table. Now, let's look at the bilateral highlights of PM Modi's tour. In the Netherlands, India's largest European export destination since FY 2022-23, the focus will be on trade and investment. The Rotterdam port serves as a gateway for about 7-8% of India's EU-bound trade. Dutch FDI in India has cumulatively reached around $50 billion as of March 2025. The Indo-Pacific Forum partnership with the Dutch and the EU is also a significant aspect of this relationship. In Sweden, the emphasis will be on defence and industry, with Saab bidding for the Indian Air Force MRFA tender and offering the Gripen EF. There is also interest in Indo-Swedish joint ventures in AI, advanced manufacturing, and life sciences. Moving on to Norway, the last Indian PM visit was by Indira Gandhi in 1983, marking a 43-year gap. Norway has the second largest sovereign wealth fund, the Government Pension Fund Global, with assets under management of approximately $1.7 trillion. Norwegian investment in Indian renewables and offshore wind is expected to deepen. Norway's chairmanship of the Arctic Council from 2025 to 2027 aligns with India's polar interests, and the India-Norway Joint Commission for Economic Cooperation has been revived. In the UAE, the Comprehensive Strategic Partnership since 2017 and the India-UAE CEPA, signed in February 2022 and enforced since May 2022, highlight the strong bilateral ties. The BAPS Hindu Mandir in Abu Dhabi, inaugurated in 2024, and the Indian diaspora of around 3.5 million in the UAE are testaments to the people-to-people connections. Lastly, in Italy, the India-Italy Joint Strategic Action Plan 2025-29, signed at the G20 New Delhi in September 2023, outlines the cooperation between the two nations. Italy's presidency of the G7 in 2024-25 will reshape India's G7 engagement, and the IMEC corridor, which includes the Indian-Israel Mediterranean Italy-Europe routing, is a significant development. Now, let us turn to the strategic backdrop of these engagements. The India-EFTA-TEPA, signed in March 2024 and operational since October 2025, commits the EFTA bloc to $100 billion of investment in India over 15 years, creating 1 million jobs. The ongoing negotiations for the India-EU-FTA, which have been taking place since 2007, with round 13 expected in mid-2026, are crucial. The sticking points include data adequacy, climate trade measures, and automobile tariffs. India's Arctic strategy, outlined in its Arctic policy released in March 2022, emphasizes building a partnership for sustainable development. As a permanent observer at the Arctic Council since 2013, India has been actively engaged in the region. The Indian research station Himadri at Envialisind, Svalbard, operational since 2008, is a key component of this engagement. The IMEC, or India-Middle East Europe Economic Corridor, launched in 2023, is another significant initiative, connecting India with the Middle East and Europe through various routes. In terms of trade, India-Nordic bilateral trade reached around $19 billion in goods trade in 2024. Major exports from India include pharmaceuticals, textiles, organic chemicals, leather, and software services, while major imports are machinery, paper pulp, electrical equipment, fish and seafood, and fertilizer inputs. Nordic FDI in India has cumulatively reached around $8 to $10 billion. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic falls under GS Paper 2, International Relations, covering India's bilateral and plurilateral engagements with the Nordic 5, EFTA, and the EU, as well as its Arctic engagement and polar diplomacy. It also relates to GS Paper 3, Economy, in terms of trade agreements like the EFTA-TEPA and FDI inflows, as well as energy transition supply chains involving green hydrogen, offshore wind, and SMRs. For your mains examination, consider the following angles. Examine India's engagement with the Nordic states as a discrete cluster within its Europe strategy. Discuss the strategic significance of India's Arctic policy 2022 in the context of climate change and great power competition, and critically evaluate the conditionalities and prospects of the India-EFTA-TEPA. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The India-Nordic Summit was first held in Stockholm in 2018, followed by Copenhagen in 2022, and the third summit will be held in Oslo on 19 May 2026. The Nordic 5 consists of Denmark, Finland, Iceland, Norway, and Sweden. EFTA, the European Free Trade Association, was established in 1960 and includes four members: Iceland, Liechtenstein, Norway, and Switzerland. The India-EFTA-TEPA was signed in March 2024 and came into force in October 2025, committing EFTA to $100 billion of investment in India over 15 years. The India-EU-CEPA was signed in February 2022 and came into force in May 2022, marking the first Indian CEPA with an Arab state. The India-Italy Joint Strategic Action Plan 2025-29 was signed at the G20 New Delhi in September 2023. The Arctic Council was founded in 1996 and has 8 Arctic states and 13 permanent observer states, including India, since 2013. India released its Arctic policy in March 2022. The CE20 engine is not relevant here, but remember that the India-Nordic Summit is a significant event in India's Europe strategy. Note this carefully, the India-EFTA-TEPA has the potential to create 1 million jobs in India. This is a favorite prelims fact. The Nordic 5 countries are Denmark, Finland, Iceland, Norway, and Sweden. With this background in place, it is clear that PM Modi's five-nation tour, particularly the third India-Nordic summit, marks a significant pivot in India's engagement with Europe, underscoring the country's strategic interests in the region and its commitment to sustainable development and climate action. As India navigates the complex geopolitical landscape, its relationships with the Nordic nations and other European countries will play a crucial role in shaping its global position and addressing the challenges of the 21st century.